Benedict XVI arrived in Yaoundé, Cameroon, Tuesday, bearing a message of peace, justice, and reconciliation for the African continent. This, the Pope's first apostolic visit to Africa, will also take him to Angola before he returns to Rome March 23rd. Well, before setting out for Africa, the Pope said he is keeping in mind the victims of hunger, disease, injustice, fratricidal conflicts, and every form of violence, which unfortunately continue to afflict adults and children without sparing missionaries and volunteers working on the continent. In his arrival discourse to President Paul Biya and civil, diplomatic, and religious authorities on hand to greet him at Yaoundé's Nismalin Airport, Pope Benedict described his pilgrimage as that of a pastor who had come to confirm his brothers and sisters in the faith. He cited the witness of many saints from the African continent in the very first centuries of Christianity. The saints, the Pope said, who have guaranteed a distinguished place for Africa in the annals of church history. Right up to the present day, the Pope said, waves of missionaries and martyrs have continued to bear witness to Christ throughout Africa, and today the church is blessed with almost 150 million members. Pope Benedict told authorities that during his visit, he will present the working document of the Special Synod for Africa in Rome this October, whose theme is the Church in Africa in the Service to Reconciliation, Justice, and Peace. He invited all religious and lay faithful on the continent to rededicate themselves to the mission of the Church to bring hope to the hearts of the people of Africa, and indeed to people throughout the world. A Christian, he said, can never remain silent in the face of suffering or violence, poverty or hunger, corruption or abuse of power. The saving message of the gospel needs to be proclaimed so that the light of Christ can shine into the darkness of people's lives. Countless people the world over, the Pope noted, long to hear words of hope and comfort. And in Africa, where regional conflicts have left thousands homeless, widowed, and orphaned, this need for hope is ever present. Where Africans were once cruelly stolen from their lands and traded as slaves, now human trafficking, he said, has become a new form of slavery. Africa suffers disproportionately, he warned, at a time of global food shortages, financial turmoil, and climate change. So many Africans, he lamented, are falling prey to hunger, poverty, and disease. By offering the righteousness, peace, and joy of God's kingdom, the Pope suggested, the Church can encourage them in their search for justice, reconciliation, and peace. The Church in Cameroon, Pope Benedict said, carries forward this mission of healing and reconciliation through its work in education and in health centers for the treatment of victims of AIDS and HIV. He called Cameroon a land of hope for many in Central Africa, which has given refuge to thousands of refugees from war-torn countries in the region. He also described it as a land of life, with a government that speaks out in defense of the rights of the unborn. And, he said, it is a land of peace. By resolving through dialogue the dispute of the Bakassi Peninsula, Cameroon and Nigeria, he said, have shown the world that patient diplomacy can bear fruit.